Yo, guys. Last week, I took some time off, a social detox, if you will. And in that time, I got really clear about a few different things. One of them being the amount of BS out there telling us what we need to do as creatives in order to make money doing our art. And today, I want to tell you about capital A authenticity and how it is the sole thing that should fuel your creative passion. You know what time it is. Let's do this thing. Have you ever seen someone firsthand go out and act in a malicious manner towards someone else, undeserving of that act? Do you keep people like that in your life? If you're anything like me, maybe you have, and if so, you're quick to remove them from your life. Outright lying is malicious in my books. Unfortunately, this does happen in business more often than I'd like to admit. I recently experienced this in a workshop presentation from a well-known producer and someone I look toward for guidance in the music business. When the topic of raising one's rates came up, the practical application for a returning client went like this. Inflate the rate you're actually at in hopes that the returning client settles for something closer to what you actually charge. What? To me, that's got to be one of the most inauthentic pieces of advice I'd ever heard of before. That's also known as lying. Now, if we truly care about the people we choose to work with, that's right, it's a choice, especially if you're a freelance artist or self-employed business person, we would do everything in our power to demonstrate authenticity and communicate the value that we bring to the table, right? The only time that that fails to happen is when insecurity pokes its nasty head out of the sand. The reason you are unable to confidently ask for what you want in life is because of insecurity. Many times, this shows up in business as cheaper rates, largely because of fear of conflict, and it also shows up as an inflated ego. Pumping up rates to compensate for the true insecurities felt within the seller. Now, this is all well and done. Mike, how do we become more authentic? It's a great question, and one that I've done a deep dive on recently. What I learned relates back to three powerful things when it comes to authenticity. Number one, how decisions are made. Number two, conversation styles and how each differ. And number three, the power of the question. Now for the first one, decisions. See, decisions are made from emotion and justified with logic. There's this co-CEO exercise that I use for folks that are coming up against a tough decision. And the basis goes like this. You've got two centers of decision-making, your heart and your gut. So when you're faced with a tough decision, you look to your heart and you look to your gut. Now, if the heart says yes and the gut says yes, it's a yes. Do it. If the heart says no and the gut says no, don't do it. If one or the other says yes and the other says no, that's a wait. And when you follow this framework, you'll remove regretful decisions from your life. Now, the second piece is conversation styles. Now, there's three types of conversations. Practical, like the nuts and bolts, the systems, the solutions, the what to do. Then you got an emotional conversation where it's more about feelings and thoughts and how we feel. And then there's a social conversation. That's more about the identity, who we are. A great question that I like to pose to understand what type of conversation you're headed into is simple. Simply ask, can I offer you solutions, support, or space right now? And that leads us to the third, the power of the question. When you ask better questions, you get better answers. Asking questions pull, giving answers push. Questions also start conversations. Conversations lead to conversions. Now, I am fully aware that regardless of the type of negotiation strategy that you follow, there are people that will believe that you are coming from an authentic place of service, and others that will believe you are the scum of the earth, a greasy used car salesman. Point is, if you're delivering a world-class service or product, hell, a quality service or product, because what's world-class nowadays anyway, and you believe in the value that it will give your client, whether they're a returning customer or brand new to you, you can hold an open conversation knowing that either way, regardless of the outcome, both sides will be better off. How can you do that without asking questions to better understand their motives for working with you in the first place? Ask better questions. Get better answers. As for authenticity, if we go back to decisions for a minute, remember, decisions are emotional. Authenticity is the most powerful emotion, even greater than love. With that logic, would it be wild to imagine that by creating an authentic experience for your clients, customers, or fans, that would yield better outcomes for you, more humans wanting, deciding to work with you? What are your thoughts? I'm hosting a virtual upskill session next Monday called Be Brave and Ask for the Sale, 3 ways to make more money doing what you love, to dive into authentically showing up. Tickets are pay what you want and available on my website, bravebearmusic.com. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Let me know what you think in the comments section of this blog. Couldn't keep my dreams alive. I couldn't draw a clean line. Couldn't rewind too late. So much for fate. So much for feeling.